second policy session for the morning, and this is about a subject dear to my heart. It's about having an asset management system for our buildings and facilities. We have Jeff Jorgensen, Corey Johnson, and Patricia Bride all here to talk with you about it. And then, oh, we got Laurel Buttman up at the table, too.
Could you put the chart up? I'd like to see it.
Do you want the flag up there?
That big chart.
Oh, yeah.
Spreadsheet.
You love that. It's a magnifying glass right next to it.
Yeah, it's gotten worse, too, by the way. So.
And we are asking for action this morning.
We are asking for action this morning. That would be really helpful. Thank you very much. I actually took Jeff's seat because I'm so excited to be able to let you know that we are on the verge of actually following your instruction to purchase an asset management system. And so I wanted to let you know that we've been through the process. It was a very lengthy process. It was a thorough process. There were five members of the decision-making team for the procurement, included finance, technology services, facilities, and then also the sheriff's office, as well as one person from West. But in addition to that, for all of the demonstrations and so forth, I believe that virtually every department of the county that has assets, that building assets, was involved. And what we're looking for today is the your direction to go ahead with a notice to award. I want to let you know that normally in a procurement like this, we would go with the firm that scored the most points, but in this particular instance, we would like to award to the firm that meets the best that meets the best public good here, because the one that scored the most points by the smaller team also is the most expensive and also has the fewest amount of users that in their bid. And the other one that we would like to go with has unlimited users, which will be an incentive for all departments to use it. So that's what we're looking for from you today. I would also say that we are looking for you to understand that though this would be an asset management system for all county facilities, which includes facilities of all departments at the county, there are products out there that are specific to specific uses. One of our major partners has been the Housing Authority, and they found a product that's specific to housing authorities, and they are going to be going ahead and purchasing that. However, it would be a underutilization of the system not to require all departments to get at least get their assets into this system, and we can work with technology services to get programs to help integrate. But we would like you to give us some direction to have all departments have their assets in this system so that we have one record of truth. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Corey. Patricia Bride is here. She ran the procurement. If you have any procurement questions, Corey's going to quickly tell you about
first the system. Can I add something?
Yes.
As you probably know, this is a subject somewhat near and dear to my heart, because I know what happens when we do not maintain facilities as we do deferred maintenance, and then it costs us 3, 4, 5, 6 times as much as it would have cost us if we'd have done it right in the first place and in a timely manner. I understand right now that we have 5 of the 9 employees on board that we need in that department to do the work. How are we looking on the next 4?
Actually, we are moving as quickly as possible. We've actually fulfilled half of those positions. We are currently soliciting more applicants. The tough part with the industry right now for the trades, it's busy out
Everybody's
there.
Working.
Everybody's working. They're satisfied, and trying to draw people into the county is a little more of a challenge.
Okay. I'll leave it at that for the moment. I'm prepared to make a motion when the chair is ready to accept.
Paul. So the board packet suggests that the board designated $200,000 for this purpose in 2015. But as I'm looking at the back pages here, this has got an ongoing expense of that in that neighborhood year after year.
Correct.
Year. So did we do $200,000 as a one-time, or did we do...
Yes.
It was done originally as a one-time.
As for the initial procurement.
So this is really $1 million decision over the next 5 years, basically.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wish that could equate to $1 million in improvements in structures.
Okay.
How long has this software been, the one you chose, really, this management system, how long has this system been in play? And is existence?
What I remember, Accruent is the company. They've been dealing with asset management over 15 years, if I remember right, specifically. And again, that's been growing and changing and evolving. That's one of the unique or beneficial aspects of the software is it does have modules that they've separated out. So again, depending on the organization's needs, you can always select what is needed to benefit. And again, that helps us in the fact that over that 5-year duration, the cost that you see there is if we implement everything all at once. Reality is we can't do that. It's just not feasible to actually get everything entered, operational, and effectively implemented in 5 years. So it would be a little longer duration, so the cost would be deferred longer. And that would be, again, part of the negotiation process of assuring costs down the future of implementation.
Okay, so it's not clear on this back page. So JBT is the one you're suggesting?
No, it's Accruent. It's the group on the other side. The JBT was the first, the highest scoring unit, but they were the overall more expensive, whereas the Accruent was the lower cost. But score-wise, was relatively close to the JBT.
I'm just looking at the annual subscription fee. That's a pretty steep difference between the two.
Yes.
It is.
That's exactly right.
The biggest cost difference was that implementation. We're spending almost $1 million just to implement the program, not maintain.
Less than 150 to implement.
Mm-hmm. And then how many? We have what? At least 100 buildings?
With facilities management, yes, where we start to talking about the parks, North Clackamas Park and Rec, Housing Authority, DTD, all of their locations, you're exceeding quite a few number. And again, that's part of the concern or the desire is, again, the way this all began was the board asking initially in 2014-15 year to see what was the condition of all the buildings within the county for the Performance Clackamas. Our current system wasn't able to do that. In 2015-16 budget process, the budget committee asked for the life cycle cost 3 and 5 years down the road. We weren't able to provide that, as well as requested a list of all the county owned or in operation assets, and we aren't able to gather that because every one of these individual groups has their own entity software, and that's where we're wanting to try to have a collective program that everybody's entering in that data, as well as we can then use that for budgeting, for assessment on sites, able to meet the needs of the county, and manage it better.
Sounds to me like it's in the same vein of the two Dave's discussion about making sure that the software that we use is consistent between facilities throughout and business applications throughout Clackamas County.
Absolutely.
So I would assume that they have weighed in on this also.
Mm-hmm. We actually spent over a year and a half doing that. I initially started the assessment, again, in 2014, just that whole concept of the conditions of the building. I actually started reviewing what programs were out there, researched 14 different vendors, actually solicited the proposals from two other jurisdictions, one being Washington County and the City of Los Angeles, because they were the most current who have submitted for the same type of program. And then through all the committees and meeting with all the different groups and getting solicitation, we created a broad worded RFP to be able to put out there to try to meet as many of the needs of all the different entities as possible.
Sonia.
Is there anybody else has any questions? I'm ready to make a motion and approve this, but before I do so, I just want to know if this is, once this is all implemented, everybody's put into the system, is the spreadsheet going to go away off the wall?
Yeah. Is that a problem? Most likely would change, yes. We can keep it for posterity's sake. But
we just had this whole topic on heritage
so
and history.
So you saw that, too.
And it had such an impression on me. And when you see that and you see all that we do, and it's amazing. So that's going to be a little bit hard for me to lose.
Maybe we can put it in a museum.
Yeah. I know. Maybe in a museum.
A wallet version for your purse.
So the spreadsheet says could become a virtual spreadsheet.
Essentially, yeah.
Well, currently what we're utilizing is we're using basically 4 different programs to generate all the resources of how much all this costs. With this new asset program, the flexibility that's within it, not only can we we track our work orders and maintenance being done in the building, but we can also add into that the cost for inventory of parts and materials to support those buildings, as well as managing projects within all the buildings. There is processes to do that. And so we can actually glean more details of what it actually costs within a single program rather than having to go out to multiple programs to do that.
Just so it doesn't cost $1 million to put in the data. The only other question I had, does it include bridges?
It can. The accruant did say they can go by linear footage.
So
your infrastructure, so roads as well as the pipelines for West could be incorporated in that. But it is more geared towards square footage.
Okay, great.
Is the chair ready to accept the motion?
Yep.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve Accruant as the best vendor for the public good for an asset management software solution for county-owned and managed facilities and direct staff to negotiate and execute a contract for services.
Second.
I'm not going to repeat that back. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.